Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Got an hour? Fix your finances. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about you, but I waste a lot of time online. Sometimes it's for what I legitimize as research, but it's often just entertainment. If you can direct your attention away from reels, videos, and research for just 1 hour, there's a bunch you can do to put order to your money in just an hour. Well, first of all, you should submit, you should do this 3 times a year, is a check on your credit report. Annualcreditreport.com allows you to check each of the 3 reporting agencies once a year. Look it over. Make sure there are no unfamiliar accounts in your name and that there are no errors. Protect yourself from scams and hackers by freezing your credit report. Well, it's an effective way to reduce risk of identity theft, and just, you know, in just a few minutes, you can request a credit freeze online or by phone. Credit agencies will restrict access, thus shutting down anyone wanting to fraudulently use your good credit. Well, it can be thawed with just another call. IRS scams are on the rise, particularly for those older than 65. Sign up for an identity PIN. It is a six-digit PIN used once a year when you file your taxes. You'll get a new PIN each year. The PIN can prevent others from filing and claiming your refund. I did this one. I called my mobile phone service provider and cleared up my account. It effectively reduced my payments by $100 a month, believe it or not. There are several family members still on my account, and a few unneeded extras somehow got into that account, and those were removed. Well, really? Some of them were the insurance things and stuff that my daughters had put on there, and they had sold us like 3 or 4 extra lines when my daughter went and got a 1 line for her iWatch. And it just, anyway, we ended up.
But you can clean it up then.
You can. We just went in there and just said, what do I need?
Yeah.
You know, what am I using? So anyway.
Okay.
Well, check online with your state treasurer's office. In fact, check with any state that you've ever lived. You may have unclaimed cash or property. Each state has a site. Or go to missingmoney.com. You may be surprised. I actually found one from an old Navy Federal Credit Union thing I had. Excessive credit card debt? Well, take a low interest balance transfer card and just keep an eye on it. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
It seems like I did that several years ago. Found out somebody owed me some money, and I never got it. So there you go.
Okay. Did you not know your social security number?
No, I knew everything, and they were going to send it, but it didn't get to. I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, follow it up.
Wasn't enough money to worry about. Only, you know, a couple of million is all it was.
So. Yeah, that's just nothing.
Today is a National Be a Millionaire Day.
Ah.
Have you ever imagined what it would be like to be a millionaire? If you have, this holiday is for you. Take a minute and imagine what it would be like to be a millionaire. Okay.
How's it feel?
Don doesn't have to imagine. Don is a millionaire several times over.
Thousands of times.
According to a recent study, almost 24.5 million millionaires live in the U.S. today.
I believe that.
Yeah. Well, when you take it, how does it work? You total your personal wealth.
Right.
Which kind of the what your home is worth.
Well, you add up your home,
your IRA. 401k, your IRA.
Everything else. And then get that total and then subtract any debt. Like you may have credit card debt, or you may have a mortgage. And then whatever you end up with is your net worth.
Then you could be a negative millionaire.
Yeah, I think many people may be.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you ever wonder what don't know what it would be like. Do you, millionaires still wear spats?
They do, and a little monocle.
Yeah, like the Monopoly guy.
They carry a cane. That's it. No, you'd be surprised at people who are millionaires.
No, I wouldn't. My work, just a quick note, my wife worked for Fidelity Savings when it was savings place years ago.
Right.
And she said, you know, you would be amazed. If people come in here wearing dirty clothes, overalls, and she said, you'd be amazed how much money they have stored away.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah.
They just don't dress the part.
Well, you know, and they've been so used to putting it away and saving, and you know, particularly if they were, you know, they were raised in a depression or they had parents who were. But I tell you, I have this talk with people all the time. It's time to spend money.
Spend
I know that
money.
Sounds crazy, especially coming from a financial advisor. But if you're in your mid to late 70s and you've sat, you have had meeting, you know, you've gone over your plan and you realize it would be very difficult for you to outlive your savings. There's nothing wrong with going out and treating yourself.
That's
taking
what
that
I've been
big expensive trip.
Telling the wife, and you know. But anyway, remember the line from, and I thought this was brilliant, from Casablanca, where Sidney Greenstreet is offering the piano player another job away from Rick's.
Right, right.
Offers him more money. He says,
trying to poach
I don't have time to spend the money I make here.
Yeah.
Something of that effect.
But yeah.
That's the way I feel. I just have money to go. I don't have time to go shopping. Maybe I'll find somebody to do it for me, huh?
There you go. Hire a shopper.
All right.
See? Treat yourself.
There you go. And 105 years ago on this date, 1920, a radio station in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, called XWA, began broadcasting the first regularly scheduled radio programming in North America. The Canadians beat us. 150 years ago. 10 years ago on this date, the final Steve and Ted in the Morning Show at Brittany Center.
No, that was yesterday.
Why have I got it today?
Today was our first day
right here.
In this very
okay, yesterday
studio
was a day.
Where we are sitting now.
Yesterday was the day we left.
Yeah, yesterday was our last one over at Brittany Center, and then the day after that, we moved right into here.
We were at that location for 16 years.
16 years over at Brittany Center.
Man, time is just flying by.
So we've been here how long? We've been here 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, about
today,
9, 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
A Texas man is taking fast food giant Whataburger to court, claiming the chain's failure to remove onions from his meal led to a severe allergic reaction. Demery Ardell Wilson filed the suit in Harris County, alleging that despite his request for no onions on his order, he was served a burger containing the ingredient, which caused him to seek medical attention. Wilson is seeking monetary relief between $250,000 and $1 million, citing negligence and deceptive trade practices by the restaurant. Stand by. Hold on. This isn't his first legal battle over onions. The Onion Man. Wilson previously sued Sonic Drive-In in 2024 under similar circumstances. Whataburger has denied the allegations and demanding strict proof of Wilson's claims. You better have a note from your doctor, at least, Mr. Wilson. He's got an onion allergy.
Oh, apparently.
Well, so he says. See if he gets away with it. Police in Slovenia are investigating the disappearance of a bronze statue of U.S. First Lady Melania Trump that was sawed off and carried away from her hometown. The life-size sculpture was unveiled in 2020 during President Trump's first term in office near Sevnica in central Slovenia, where Milaja Kanavas was born in 1970. That's Melania. It replaced a wooden statue that had been set on fire earlier that year. Apparently, there's somebody in Slovenia who doesn't care for the First Lady. How about that?
Well, I mean, as we've seen here, we just can't have public works of art.
No.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Gino Salerno tree sculptures, people vandalize them.
Now, they weren't even
people
political.
People steal cannons. People steal Jackie Robinson statues.
Jackie Robinson statue?
You just can't have somebody, sooner or later, a public work of art. Someone's going to vandalize her to destroy it.
You just can't put up a work of art anymore.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.